is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a pastor who was falsely arrested for depositing forged checks. Now, he's suing Wells Fargo and the state police. Find out more after this quick word from our sponsor. Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise and mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews. Methodist Reverend Jeffrey Edwards says he was falsely arrested and charged with depositing forged checks into his bank. RNS reports that Edwards is now suing Wells Fargo and the state police for the false arrest. He says it was a traumatic ordeal, and in the civil suit he recently filed, he charges Wells Fargo Bank of negligently associating him as the suspect in a fraudulent check plot perpetrated on April 16, 2018, at an ATM at a local branch. The 63-year-old pastor says he wants the police and the bank to be held accountable for falsely labeling him as a criminal. After all, he was upset when a parishioner came to him in a panic, showing him a photo taken by the ATM camera that the police posted. Edwards and his elders were afraid people in his community would recognize him and have a false sense of lost trust. Even though Edwards says he forgives the people involved in falsely accusing and charging him, he says he can't tolerate a culture where people are forced to admit to crimes they didn't commit. He references the time when the police brought him in to charge him with depositing the forged checks, totaling $6,000. Edwards went into the meeting thinking he was going to receive an apology, but instead, he says that police pressured him to admit his guilt and told him that courts would believe fraud experts over him. Edwards' lawyer, Gerald Croviton, says this: Wells Fargo's conduct tarnished the unblemished reputation that Pastor Jeff has enjoyed for more than 30 years of ministry. That was inexcusable on the bank's part, and they have yet to even apologize for the harm they've caused him. End quote. To learn more about this story, just visit charismanews.com. And be sure to check out our Green Lines podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.